1. I had the craziest dream last night. I walked into the bathroom wearing my signature Wonder Woman pajamas and Tweety Bird slippers. Perfect attire for my 25 years. I found my roommate Sarah in her customized monogram pajamas, like many good Southern gals owned. She ran a brush through her glossy hair. I caught a quick glance of my crimson and tawny hair as I squirted a line of paste on my toothbrush. Brown eyes peeked out from under my fringe of bangs, and freckles constellated my nose. Like, I'm so not kidding. I dreamed there was this guy, he looked kind of like an 80s rock star. Black eyeliner, leather, hair teased up, the works. Anyway, he told me I needed to go with him or else. Sarah shot me a long, lazy glance. Or else what? I scrubbed one side of my teeth before spitting in the basin. Or else he would have to kill me.
Freaky,
she said without energy. I know, I said with way too much enthusiasm. I mean, I've never been crazy excited to go to work. But I'm definitely glad to not be dreaming about that psycho killer anymore. For a moment, the dream took hold of me. The cold clutch of the man's stare speared my heart. I gritted my teeth and shivered, throwing off the dread that had seeped its way into my bones. Like Freaky seeped into them, y'all. Pepper, said Sarah, her voice thin. Your rent check bounced. I spat again. What? She shrugged, threw me an innocent smile. Yeah, it bounced. Listen, this is the third time. I raised my hand to stop her. I'm working today. I'll have the money by the time I come home, I promise. I can't keep doing this, covering for you. I cringed. I know, I'm sorry. She sighed. Your mail is on the table. Thanks, I said weakly.
Pepper, I'm serious about the rent money.
I nodded. I know. I gave it to Caleb to deposit. I don't know what happened. Sarah flipped the ends of her hair.
Maybe that was your problem.
Caleb, my boyfriend of a whopping 3 months, was supposed to have deposited the cold, hard cash I'd given him. My waitressing shift had such weird hours I wasn't always able to make it to the bank during normal operating hours, and I didn't like putting money in the deposit box. I glanced at my watch. 9 o'clock on a Sunday. No way Caleb was awake so I could call him and find out what the heck had happened to my money. Plus, if I didn't hurry, I'd be late for opening. So I got my budding gear and headed to work. I grabbed my mail, which included a padded manila envelope, and walked to my super cool 98 Camry. The super cool part was a joke. I filled the radiator to the brim, and I crossed my fingers that it wouldn't overheat on the short drive to Safari Club, the rainforest-themed restaurant where I was waitress extraordinaire. Well, maybe not extraordinaire, but definitely above average, if I said so myself. I fired up the engine and drove through the hotter-than-heck September Nashville streets. I was heading to an awesome job where I served up sweet tea, refilled milk in plastic kids' cups, and magically produced crackers whenever a toddler's lower lip started to tremble, all while grinning ear to ear, or at least faking it until my grin felt reasonably real. Bob poked his head out of his office.
Pepper, I need to see you.
Sure thing, boss, I said. Bob Clements was a total nerd, which made him an awesome restaurant manager. Really. With his pocket protector and starched shirts, he was as together as a dessert trifle built out of precisely measured strawberry shortcake layers. And he was a great shoulder if you ever needed one to cry on. When my father had died of cancer 2 years ago, Bob's had quickly soaked with my tears. I confided in him, thought of him as an uncle, though we were about as related as a possum and a raccoon. Bob clasped his hands on the desk between us.
Pepper, you know that on God's green earth you are like a second daughter to me. Or a first daughter. Heck, you'd be my only daughter. You know that, right?
I nodded.